في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. One of the things that we would like to do for our marhumin, which all of us are involved in, all of us have marhumin, whether it's our parents or grandparents, teachers perhaps, other relatives, close friends that we have had, some form of connection and contact that we have had with certain believers. Some, there's a closer relationship, there's a blood relationship. We have responsibilities towards, and we want to fulfill those responsibilities. There's a hadith I would like to remind us of. We talk about the importance of taking care of the rights we have, the responsibilities we have towards our parents. There's a hadith that says, there are those that in their lifetime, or in the lifetime of the parents, the child is very pleasant and the parents are very pleased with that child. And so that child is fulfilling the responsibilities they have towards their parents while the parents are alive. However, when the parents pass away, the child becomes aq. The child becomes someone who does not fulfill the responsibilities that they have towards their parents. And then we also have in the same hadith that says that some people are the reverse, the opposite. For whatever reason, during the lifetime of their parents, they weren't able to keep a good relationship. They weren't able to please their parents. They weren't able to respect their parents. They weren't able to fulfill the responsibilities they had towards their parents. Their parents passed away. They realized, they repented. Is the time over? Are we done? We didn't fulfill that responsibility while they were alive. We were too young. We didn't understand. We made mistakes. Is it over? No, there's still time. As long as I am alive, they've passed, I am alive, I can still make up for it. We have hadith that there are those who during the lifetime of their parents, they were aq, the parents were not happy with them. They didn't fulfill their responsibilities towards their parents. When the parents, however, passed with what they did for the parents were very pleased with them. And it made up for everything, all the wrongs, all the... So this is important. All of us will deal with this at some time if we're not already one way or another dealing with this. We get asked this question. What we have from the ahadith and the ulama who've understood these ahadith telling us, the most important thing for us to do for someone who's passed is to make sure we fulfill their obligations that they missed or they might have missed. Prayers, fasts, hajj, khums, zakat if it applied to them. Any haqq that they had, responsibility they had towards Allah, or Allah had that haqq over them, that right over them, they weren't able to, not necessarily deliberately. Sometimes we miss our prayers, we intend to make them up, but we're not aware of the moment of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our life before we're able to make it up. Right? If we think that maybe either they notify us, or we're not aware of it, but we think probably every person has some prayers that they have missed, the first thing that one should do is try to make up some of those prayers. There may have been some fasts that they were traveling, they were ill, they weren't able to make up that year, and then they forgot about it, or they were planning on making it up, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their life before they were able to take. Making up for these responsibilities, or if they have any responsibilities towards people, any haqq, God forbid, that was violated. Sometimes without a sin, you know, we owe people money. Well, debt is something towards believers, of course, that's the main one. We owe people. We intend to make it up. We don't intend not to pay them back, but circumstances work out in a way where we're not able to at a certain time, we owe people. We haven't paid them. God takes our life. Making up for those, that's another. These are areas that are the first thing to go to and the first thing that we try to do. After that, any type of khair, any type of good, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes can be done with the intention of it being for them, that Allah donates the rewards and gives the rewards to our parents, to our loved ones, whoever it is that we're remembering. This is something that we can do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward them. Nothing particular is necessary. Nothing specific is necessary. There's a lot of great things. A remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt is a great one. Whether it's us setting up a session to remember the Ahlul Bayt, or it is us ourselves, we can listen to something or ourselves remember the Ahlul Bayt, cry, weep, shed tears. And then when we remember that father of ours, our mother, the mother of ours, grandparents, whoever it is, say, oh Allah, allow them to benefit from this. The khayrat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do and we are supposed to be doing during our lifetime are countless. There's countless ones. Sometimes we focus on particular ones and then we miss out on some of the other khayrat, good deeds that can be of benefit. I'll start this part of the conversation and this discussion here with an example that's related to the main idea here, which is doing and performing a'mal for the deceased in order for them to benefit and to get us to move out of the idea there's very particular acts that we need to do. I may have shared this story with some of you. One of the ulama told us of this account in Qum. They said that a couple of brothers came to one of the ulama and they said that our mother recently passed away. Can you please make some dua, something for them? The scholar was on the way to the restroom. This is an example for us to see. Level of good and bad can be different depending on how a person sees their act, what their intention is. But everything counts. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Even one small amount of good or bad counts. Right? But the a'mal, they had a dream, a few steps to the restroom with the intention, this person understands those working for him, jinn and others, and he's leaning against his staff or his cane for support, as he usually apparently did. While he's observing them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his life. No precedence, no, God knows, heart attack, stroke. You don't know what it is that's going to come your way or our way. Accident or nothing. There's no sign of anything. Maybe they're doing an autopsy afterwards, figure out what it was, but God doesn't notify the person or anyone else that people who everyone thought they're going to die in the next 6 months, that you have cancer, going to die in the next 6 months. They've lived for 10 or 20 years later and they didn't die out of cancer. They died of something else. And people who nobody thought they're going to die in their youth, in their 20s, in their 30s, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need this. We need to know what's khair. What are good deeds? One of the good deeds that I like to touch on is spending time and helping the family.